Big Bang Theory star Jim Parsons, Trump axing LGBTQ+ crisis hotline literally criminal. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2025. Jim Parsons, star of the hit shows Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, blasted the Trump administration for its criminal elimination of the government-funded LGBTQ+ crisis hotline. The administration pulled federal funding for duplicative LGBTQ+ youth suicide hotline in June to take effect this month. The administration cut the funds because there is already a youth suicide prevention hotline and it didn't seem necessary to have one that caters just to LGBTQ youths. But Parsons thinks the move to save tax dollars and cut out redundant programs is a criminal act. "I think it's quite literally criminal," Parsons said Saturday on MSNBC's The Weekend Show. "It's one of the kinds of decisions that you're like, there's no good reason for it. It doesn't matter what reason you ever put towards it or say it's the reason it's happening, it's never going to be justified." At MSNBC, actor Jim Parsons says the Trump administration's decision to terminate the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline's LGBTQ Youth Specialized Services program is quite literally criminal. The program gave callers under age 25 the option to speak with LGBTQ-trained counselors. The announcement that the specialized service would be shuttered was made last month by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The agency said it would no longer silo LGBT+ youth services and would instead focus on serving all help seekers. #news#politics#LGBT#LGBT#TrevorProjectOriginalSound, MSNBC. "It is only hurtful and it feels like it's only being done in order to make a point. We're getting rid of this because we want to make sure certain people understand they're not welcome here," the actor exclaimed. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration explained that no one who may be at risk is being ignored or left to their own devices. "Everyone who contacts the 988 Lifeline will continue to receive access to skilled, caring, culturally competent crisis counselors who can help with suicidal, substance misuse, or mental health crises, or any other kind of emotional distress," the agency said in a public statement, according to the RAP. The hotline has only been around since 2022 when Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin pushed the idea during the Biden administration as a sop to the gay community. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.